Hello, everybody. This is our Advent 3 reflection today, and we're looking still at waiting. And in the previous weeks, we've looked at waiting in time and in space, where we looked at the cosmos in the beginning. And then last week, we looked at waiting in fellowship, and we talked about John the Baptist and Elizabeth. But this week, I want to just still talk about waiting. About our waiting for God and how God changes that. And it is, we see that on Christmas Day when God, Emmanuel, God comes to us. There was a time when if you felt unwell, you would go to your local doctors for an appointment. And if you weren't well, they would come out and see you. My mum, many years ago, was a doctor's receptionist. And I can remember me going to her in her GP surgery, and she was very protective of the doctor's time. And even though she had a very nice voice on the phone, there was no doubt about it that she was the one who was guarding the GP, making sure that he had time for his appointments, and also making time for, you know, to visit people who needed visiting. She didn't have any patience really with time wasters, whether that sort of carries on now in the receptionist world, I don't know. But my mum was very protective to the GP that she worked for. But now, if you want to see the GP, there is a whole rigmarole. Firstly, you ring, and at the moment we hear quite a lot about COVID instructions and COVID precautions if you're going to see the doctor. And then there's the wait. Now, in our GP, we have a very nice tune. It's not too boring, but it's a very nice tune. And then this nice receptionist comes on and says, "Sorry, you can't see the doctor, but we can give you a telephone appointment." The onus is on us to go to the GP. Why? Because there aren't simply enough doctors to come and see us in our own home. Now, whether that's the fault of the NHS, I mean, we're not going to go into a discussion about that. But that is the situation. It is on us to go to the GP to an appointment. And at the moment, we're having telephone appointments. But even so, we've got to phone in and wait. Now, I think we can think about God in a very similar sort of way, as one where we have to go. The responsibility is ours to make that first approach, whether it's through prayer, whether it's through conversation, through worship. It is us that go to God. But once we look at the nativity stories, particularly the ones in Luke and also in Matthew, or even you could say about the opening verses in John's Gospel, there's a very different picture that emerges. Running through them all is a common thread, and that is, it is God that comes to us. God that comes to us. He came to Zechariah. Then he came to Mary. And then Joseph. And then he came to the shepherds in the fields. And the approach was always God's initiative. Throughout these encounters, God speaks of promise, of challenge, of joy, and of hope, offering this gift of love to all people. And it is that gift that still comes today. And it's that gift that we celebrate each year at Christmas time. It's remarkable that God knows our need before we even need to ask. And yes, in some ways, we have to respond to that. We have to respond to God's grace, to God's Emmanuel, God coming down to us, God breaking through that barrier of the spiritual realm and the earthly realm, and really taking us, coming to us as we are. And yes, then we do have to have a response. We do then have to respond to God's presence in our lives. And we can't be passive. God doesn't want passive disciples or a passive response. God wants a response from our hearts. It's not finally about God coming to us, but it is about our response to God coming to us. Now, I know this can be difficult. And I know that for many people, as we approach Christmas, Christmas is a really sad time. And as I've mentioned in the past, or in last week's, we prepare ourselves in quite difficult situations. But I think we can praise God, even in our sadness, that we meet and work within the Holy Spirit to encounter the God who gives us blessing. So I think we need to acknowledge that God still comes afresh, breaking through all the barriers of our lives. And so that we may know God dearly and clearer each day. I think through this, God grants us wisdom, and God grants us the ability then to recognise the Christ light in other people. And so this is how we bring our service to God. We bring our service faithfully in response that God comes to us as a small infant child. And that is a challenge. But it is a challenge that we are all willing to take as followers of Jesus. And yes, we may wander from the path when our waiting seems ever longer each day. But I think just like the doctors, we don't have to wait too long before there is a response. The response comes at Christmas Day in the shape of an infant that is called Jesus. I have come to bring light into the world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness. And he came and proclaimed peace to you, even you who are far off. We're getting ever nearer to Christmas Day. And so in your preparation and in your waiting, I pray that God is with you and that God's Spirit will encourage you at this time. Speak to you next week. Bye.